Why You Need to Read This Book. Marriage and Divorce at War. If you're married, you're at war. Not against your spouse, but against the menace of divorce. You may not recognize the nature of the struggle. Marriage and divorce simply seem like two coexisting possibilities for relationships. But in reality, they're two irreconcilable ideas. Marriage and divorce battle in every corner of our culture, one side with hearts and flowers and pledges of forever, and the other with casual porn, meetup apps, specialty lawyers, and friends who've slogged through it themselves. Stealth efforts are undermining your vows and imperiling your children's future. This book lays out strategies to help you fight these threats to your marriage and win. If you're on the verge of surrendering, you need ammunition to combat these subversive squadrons. You need to overcome the propaganda insisting that divorce will solve your problems and bring liberation. Marriage used to be the primary gateway to adulthood, which started immediately following adolescence, but now young people first pursue gap years, graduate degrees, and career exploration. In 1960, before the impact of feminists and boomers, the median age of women's first marriage was just over 20, and men tied the knot at just over 22. Since then, as increasing numbers of 20-somethings put it off, the median age of first marriage moved all the way to 27 for women and 29 for men. Marriage used to be a launch into responsibility, but now it's what you do after a few live-in relationships and career ascent when the clock's ticking and you better hurry up and start your family. Three trends in particular affect your perception of marriage every day. First, fewer couples overall are married, and almost everyone's circle of friends and relatives includes a greater mix of single, cohabiting, married, and divorced people. Second, religion, traditionally a major support for marriage, is fading in importance to Americans. And the third anti-marriage trend comes directly through our laptops, where Facebook and other social media offer the community, titillation, and entertainment we used to rely on spouses to provide and share.